Were you able to follow all of that? Maybe not, because it came at a rapid pace and involved classified information from the very highest levels of the ranch's security division. So let me summarize with a three-point summary of the most important points. Points, that is. Important points. Important points. Point one. Certain members of our elite forces made the mistake of establishing friendly relations with our number one enemy, Pete the Barn Cat. And I guess it's obvious by now that one of the guilty parties was, well, me, you might say. Okay, let's come clean on this. I made a really dumb mistake. In a moment of weakness, I trusted the cat. Point two. Admitting this really rips me. How could I have made such a bonehead mistake? I should have known better. Oh well. Point three. Once the little snake had won my trust, he set a trap to get me in deep trouble with Sally Mae. How? He proposed the idea, the perfectly stupid idea, that I should run in front of her car at a slow rate of speed. Point two. It should have been obvious that this was a trap, a trick, and a set-up deal. And yet, point one, I fell for it anyway. Trying to be a good dog, trying my very hardest to win back the love and affection of Sally Mae, I led her down the road at a slow rate of speed. Point two. That's why she was blowing her horn and screeching at me. Remember that? At the time it was happening, it didn't make any sense, but now, well, it seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? Boy, this really hurts. Point three. The rest is history. She got impatient, tried to pass me on the right side, and got herself stuck in the ditch. The angry woman who emerged from the car and chased me through the snow was Sally Mae, not some, point two, phony monster woman. There was never a so-called monster woman on the ranch. That was pure garbage. Another sneaky, underhanded trick, and Kitty Kitty thought I was, well, dumb enough to fall for it. Point three. Okay, I fell for it. That's why the little wretch was sputtering and gagging. You thought he was coughing, right? Ha! Huh, he was laughing at my misfortunes. He'd set the whole thing up and I had... Phooey. That's the end of my three-point summary of the tragic events. It wasn't easy to boil it all down to 3 points, but somehow I managed to pull it off. And now you know the awful truth. This was very embarrassing. I mean, when a guy takes pride in his ability to outsmart enemy agents and spies, it comes as a terrible blow when he has to admit that he's been outwitted by a nitwit.